So there you have it. You've had two councillors from Belfast City Council on there, Jim Rogers and Jim McVeigh. And we've learned that Belfast City Council, they will have an investigation in to see what happened with these pallets, who organised it, who arranged it for them to be collected, stored and then returned. That was the plan. And we also know from Jim Rogers just a few moments ago that he knows the answer, and possibly other councillors know the answer to this investigation. So Belfast City Council are going to have an investigation into what happened, even though they know, the first councillor we ask on this programme knows who sanctioned what, who ordered what. They know the answer to the investigation. So the next question is, how long will this take exactly, and how much will it cost? So they're expecting it in September. And Jim Rogers could give them the answer right now, and possibly other councillors, to be fair to Jim. So what will this cost to find out something they already know the answer to? 030 30 80 55 55. Richard in Dundonald. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that conversation was as clear as mud.
Well, I thought it was fairly clear, was it not?
It was clear. It might have been clear to some people. If the investigation goes as the way that conversation went, well, we'll find out nothing about it. I rang in to say, I live out here in Dundonald, Ballybean. We have a couple of bonfires here, one a stone's throw away from me. Every year that bonfire goes off, there's not a bit of trouble. This place is cleaned up after it. The kids look after the state before it and after it. And at the bottom of the state is the same. And they talk to the people. Castlereagh and Lisburn Council talk to the people up here. Now, they've been talking for a long, I don't know how long, they've been talking to down in East Belfast, Jim Rogers and his councillors. I'm wondering who they're talking to, because you're telling me this morning that the bonfire is bigger than it has ever been. So obviously it's got up somebody's nose. And they've said, we'll have a bigger bonfire this year.
Well, tell me this, Richard. Why is the bonfire where you live, why do you believe it is successful and there's no issues around it?
Because the people talk to the councillors, because the councillors are local people, they know the people in the area. They've come and talked to them. They used to burn tires. Now that's all stopped. It's more environmentally friendly.
So what do you think the issue is here? Why can they not crack it in Belfast?
Well, I don't understand it. They're not obviously talking to the right people. The kids here have a party and stuff.
In certain parts of Belfast, I should say. Go ahead, Richard, sorry.
You know what I mean? In Ballybean, they have a party for the kids. They collect for the kids and stuff, and it's well run. The people are more responsible. I'm not saying the people in East Belfast are not.
Okay.
But obviously they're not talking to the right people, or they're getting up their noses, they're demanding certain things.
Okay, Richard, thank you. John in North Belfast, go ahead, John.
Good morning. I was hoping actually to talk to Jim Rogers there.
Unfortunately, Jim had to go in. To be fair to me, he was there for half an hour, and he told us when we booked him that he only had half an hour. So to be fair, he'd given us a heads up on that.
Yeah, well, he was on last week, and what he said last week was that some officials within the City Hall would make decisions and the councillors would not know about it.
Yes, he said that this morning.
But what
he said was,
well, they
wouldn't have to consult with a councillor for every single decision or move they had to make.
You see, I spoke to an ex-councillor who just recently retired from the council, and he tells me that used to be the case, but that was stopped years ago. So I'm not too sure which story Jim Rogers is telling is the true one.
Well, I have no reason to doubt it, so let's keep...
No.
What do you think, John, about the fact that they are having an investigation which will cost you, a Belfast ratepayer, money, even though they know the answer?
Well, it seems pretty pointless then, doesn't it?
Doesn't it not? An investigation in to see what happened, who did what and why, but yet they know the answer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Well, what is the point of having it? But there's another point I would like to bring up. It's concerning the car park at Newton Arms Road owned by the council. And I was wondering if anybody else had moved in that car park, say, for a Sunday market or, say, the travelling community, how long would it have taken the City Hall to move those people on? Pretty quickly, within a week, apparently, it would have took them to take action against them. But yet, here we are here, they're facilitating the building of bonfires. Now, the City Council was told us last week as well that on a couple of, say, occasions, that they pick these pallets up to reduce the negativity of the bonfires. Now, if they realise the bonfires are negative, why in God's name are they facilitating it, and why are they giving them grants?
Okay, that's a fair enough question. John Fra in Belfast, go ahead, Fra.
Morning, Vinny. I just want to agree with John there. I mean, I was going to say exactly the same thing about the state, local councils across the north facilitating the illegal siding and illegal burning of the bonfires. And I'm in favour of an investigation, because if unionist members of Belfast City Council are, you know, disguising things from the public and the council in general...
Well, they're not saying they're disguising things.
Let's
just be careful with the words we use to choose to use, Fra.
Okay, Vinny.
What are your thoughts on the investigation? Are you hopeful that you'll, at the end of it in September, whatever date that might be, that you'll have the answers you want?
Well, firstly, I will go further than the investigation that's maybe planned by Belfast City Council and some of its officials. What I would kind of promote would be the fact that the two most divisive annual things in society here each year are parades and bonfires.
And do you include nationalist bonfires in that?
I do. I know there's very few of them, but I do. Because I believe that all the bonfires should be regulated. Now, the parades issue, which was such a huge impact on the whole of society, they brought in legislation around a parades commission. So you couldn't just march wherever you wanted. You had to file, you had to go through the procedure. And contentious parades had to be then regulated by the Parades Commission. I think bonfires
follow
the exact same premise, that you can't just build a bonfire.
We all know the issues that have come out as a result of the Parades Commission. It's not exactly been smooth sailing. So do you think doing the same with bonfires, would that help or would that make matters worse?
No, I think it would help, because we all know, unfortunately, because of the divided sectarian society we live in, that when parades were first regulated, there was a kind of violent response to the enforcement of the law, basically, which is what happened. And I think the fear sometimes, or the threat of violence associated with either reciting bonfires, taking away the ballots, or trying to regulate or enforce the laws of the land.
Yeah, well,
on the bonfires may have that effect, but you can't just ignore things because of the threat of violence. The rule of law must take precedence.
I want to read out some of the statement from the DUP. The DUP welcomes the investigation, as we believe it will clearly demonstrate that the only thing that has delivered better bonfires is the bonfire programme. This has been documented by all past independent reviews. The actions taken were to deliver what was the best for the city and individual communities. No officer should be condemned for that, nor subjected to a media or political witch hunt. Robert in Antrim, go ahead.
I'm Carrick Fergus, it is funny.
Sorry about that. That's Gareth. He's half asleep, Robert. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, first of all, it's not very often I agree with Jim Rogers, but I do this, Ted. He told you that Sinn Féin are on an agenda. The everything Protestant, Unionist, Loyalist. The runners down.
Let me ask a question to you, what you've just said. What makes you think that, Robert?
Parades, bonfires, flags, anything British they don't want about the place. They can't even have an armed services thing that they're in against it. People are out fighting for the country. So you tell me how any Protestant can think different.
How does it make you feel, Robert?
Angry. Talk to a lot of people. And they're just pushing and pushing the Protestant people and rubbing their noses in it. People had enough of it, so they have to be honest with you. Just had enough of it. And your man, Jim McPhee's on. Is he still there?
No, he's had to go.
No, I'd like to ask him a question. He's going on about the rates being wasted in bonfires. How much of the rates did Sinn Féin, the IRA, waste in blowing the towns up? You know what I mean?
Okay.
How much money did they waste?
Of course, and Sinn Féin would say that they're a political party with a mandate and they would separate that from the IRA.
Some of their men are elected to have done it, so you can't say that.